Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop features musical variety, independence, and a freeform mix you won't hear anywhere else on your radio dial. Live and local here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Around the world on the globalvoice.info and on shortwave on WBCQ The Planet. Now, on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to be talking a lot about the American Amateur Press Association, an organization that has its roots back in 1936. An organization of amateur journalists who do self-publishing and who are champions for the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and the do-it-yourself skills of printing and publishing. La, la, la. First, we're going to get started with some music. Some music from a typewriter, to be exact. These days, you can look at typewriting and publishing as a revolutionary act. The revolution will be typewritten.
In 140 characters.
Your time will no longer be someone else's money. You'll no longer have to smile through clenched teeth. You'll no longer feel small talk eating away at you like a cancer. For the revolution, we'll be typewritten.
IBM will no longer be a scatological joke. And Dvorak will no longer be a dirty word.
The revolution has no backspace key, because the revolution is not a mistake.
Press C, colon.
Enter, colon.
Pound, pound, pound.
When the revolution comes, you will build yourself a barricade out of disused fax machines and overpriced ergonomic chairs, which you will ascend waving a flag adorned with a photocopy of your own buttocks.
When the revolution comes, casual Friday will become pants optional Friday.
Thing that happened in the supply closet last Christmas party will cease to be such a big freaking deal when the revolution comes.
When your faith in total collapse outweighs your faith in technology, the revolution will be typewritten.
The revolution will not be on Facebook, will not be on MySpace,
will not be on Twitter.
The revolution will be typed!
Mm-hmm.
I built my own private castle. It's a place my mind's built just for me. A land I'll share with you if you want to. A beautiful, colorful rainbow will cross if you come with me to a land of make-believe. This new land of
midnight cat is in his sack. On the bridge of the railings, children's shoes are running back. Down the street of old men's wailings, my love dreams beside me. My hopes are pinned to the night which ridin' on the peppermint wind. Comes a whisper at my window of the lemon trees sighing through the sparkly black night. Comes a sparrow high flying, my love sleeps beside me. In the shelter of my mind, could I ever share her dreams on the peppermint wind? September trees, dawn creeps softly through the town. The weary night flies on the breeze, my love lies beside me. She wakes with no sound and gently away goes a peppermint wind.
Lovely tunes here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was John Phillips from Australia with Peppermint Wind. Before that, the Cycle Circle, Let's Get Together. We started this set off with Rain Tree and the Land of Make-Believe. Now, in this edition of the Thrift Shop, I'm going to be talking about the American Amateur Press Association. But before that, I would like to get into an essay written by Gary Johansson, which was originally published in Jake Warner's The Boxwitter, edition number 512. It's titled Amateur Radio and Letterpress. Gary writes, I noticed over the years a particular correspondence between amateur radio and letterpress printing. If I have sustained an interest in anything temporal in life, it devolves down to these two things, amateur radio and letterpress printing. No one interest rises above the other with me, but each one has its turn to my attention. I have often wondered what the commonality was between the two. As I pursue the different letterpress websites, I often discover a ham radio page or two in the mix, and conversely, I've found letterpress pages on several ham radio sites. As I think about it, there may be several connections involved and on different levels. The foremost connection I believe to be the innate desire to communicate. In a sense, the printed and the transmitted word are the same in essence. Only the venue is different. Both are a conveyor of ideas. Both are capable of transmitting information over huge distances. In fact, the only real practical difference is the speed at which the transmission occurs. The printed media tends to be the more enduring, but the radio broadcast is almost real time. Either way, both take information from one point and convey it to another. To me, there is a thrill in communicating with someone around a corner, over the horizon, in places where I am not. Another connection may be that of a real skill set. Neither are easy. Not if you do it right. One thing I find is that of the hams that are also letterpress operators or hobbyists, virtually all are also involved with the oldest of the electronic arts, telegraphy. Letterpress technology is a result of 500 years of development. Those that ply the trade sense a connection with their forebears. They are part of a continuum, a connection with the past. Letterpress occupies the space between hobby and professional. In fact, it was instrumental in shaping world history for half a millennia. Letterpress propagated the gospel and announced the Crusades. It broadcast news. It propagated ideas. It was the cause of the rise and fall of nations. It was instrumental in saving lives, saving communities, locating criminals, administering government, exchanging money, and propagating the post. It was used to teach generation after generation, and on its back bore the whole body of literature of Western and, to a point, Eastern civilization. In the past, to be a printer was to be a professional. That's an excerpt from an essay titled Amateur Radio and Letterpress by Gary Johansson, which was originally published in The Boxwooder, number 512, published by Jake Warner. I'm going to play a few tunes, and I'll be back with information about the AAPA, the American Amateur Press Association.
Loving you means playing with fire, 'cause I'm putting my fingers, yeah, putting my fingers in, baby, for you. Oh my, my, my. There's a flame in my heart, and it's so clear, my life, so clear from the storm, that I'm putting my fingers, yeah.
You gotta live.
some great late 60s, early 1970s music from a compilation called Collecting Peppermint Clouds. We started off with Shakespeare's and Burning Thy Fingers, Neptune's Empire from Norway after that with Wichita Falls, and we just heard My Lady by the BG System. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's analog culture for a digital world.
Do you love to write? Do you love to read? Have you considered publishing your work online or on paper? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you might be interested in the American Amateur Press Association. The AAPA welcomes hobby journalists from all walks of life. Retirees, teenagers, college students, housewives, professional journalists, college professors, truck drivers, ministers, you name it. People with an extraordinary desire to write, to read, and to publish. Whether you enjoy scribbling a short story, blogging, creating artwork, making your own publications with a laser printer or a letterpress, the American Amateur Press Association is a community where you can connect with like-minded people. For more information, visit our website at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, whatever you do, honor your craft and creativity.
And what you just heard was a public service announcement for the AAPA, the American Amateur Press Association. Now, the AAPA is a diverse group of kindred spirits united by an interest in sharing ideas and designs through printed and online journals. The AAPA has been promoting personal journalism and creativity since 1936. So whether you enjoy creative or technical writing, printing, blogging, graphic arts, book arts, zine making, or simply enjoy reading unique small press publications, the AAPA would welcome your involvement. So what we call amateur journalism is a unique hobby. It's impossible for the written word to convey the enthusiasm and enjoyment people feel when they publish their own journals, zines, and ephemera and receive feedback from others. AAPA members range from teenagers to retirees, a diverse group united by their interest in sharing ideas through printed journals, broadsides, zines, online journals, and ephemera. The AAPA is a non-profit organization, and it's comprised of individuals from all across North America and even some folks in Europe and Israel. If you're wondering what the AAPA is all about, you can check out our website at aapainfo.org. Or you can send for a free sample of our monthly bundle with no obligation to join. But if you love the printed word, we would love to have you on board. The AAPA embraces digital journals, letterpress projects, zines, book arts, mail artists, newsletter publishers, teachers, students, creative writers, poets, bloggers, and people of all ages and interest in the self-publishing hobby. If you send me a postcard, I'll send you a monthly bundle from the American Amateur Press Association. Write to Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. That's Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. I'll give out that address again before the end of the show and talk a little bit more about the AAPA. One of the things that we love in the AAPA are stories, and I'm going to play a couple of my favorite story songs right now, starting with Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
It's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be, and how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD, playing all the hits for you wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45 going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again near the Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLD, playing all the hits for you wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45 going on 15. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. There's a tire around my gut from sitting on it, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car, but you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WO. Good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45.
15. I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
Couple of songs that I think are great examples of what I would call amateur journalism in music. The True Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, and Harry Chapin with WOLD. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. Now, I came to amateur journalism by way of zines. Now, zines are small magazines that are written by people who are not professional writers. Well, they can be, but usually not professional writers. And they usually have stories about a particular subject. Zines are non-commercial, often homemade publications, usually devoted to specialized and sometimes unconventional subject matter. For example, I write a zine about pirate radio and shortwave listening called Paper Radio. Zines are customarily created by physically cutting and pasting text and images together onto a master flat for photocopying, but it's also common to produce the master by typing and formatting pages on a computer or a typewriter. The end product is usually folded and stapled, and zines can be printed and bound in almost any way. There are zines on almost every topic imaginable, but some of my personal favorites involve art, music, culture, and do-it-yourself how-tos. The American Amateur Press Association has journals that are very much zine-like, and there are zines that are very much journal-like, and personally, I think that they're very connected, sort of twin brothers or sisters that lead parallel lives. Now, if you're interested in receiving a free sample of the AAPA monthly bundle, I would be happy to send you a free mailing. My address is Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Again, that's Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. You can also check out the AAPA website at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org.
Writing, desktop publishing, letterpress printing, blogging, sharing. These are just some of the activities of the American Amateur Press Association, with over 75 years of living tradition and focused on the communication technology of tomorrow. The AAPA invites you to investigate more at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, follow your creative impulse.
I've been talking a little bit about do-it-yourself publishing, whether it's in print or online, and using tools like letterpress, printers, and photocopiers. There are also people who do DIY music releasing. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from a privately released LP by Bob Lucas from 1973. This is The Dancer Inside You.
Could make my father right all the problems he'd faced in his head locked tight. He'd just smile and say, "Now turn out your light. Tomorrow comes bright with the morning. You are the way. You are the answer.
my words be too lightly written to cleave to the edge of the circle to fit in, to being unsettled in a seat to sit in, and all the soft world of cold.
Thank you.
close your eyes to see the sun that's
tracks from a privately released LP by Bob Lucas. We heard The Dancer Inside You and Easily. That was released back in 1973. So I've been talking about the American Amateur Press Association, the AAPA, for people who love the printed word, for people who love to write, love to create blogs, love to create digital journals, love journalism in general, and who love creating with pen, ink, and paper. The only thing amateur about the AAPA is that we don't take money for our efforts. We share our work and our hobby openly for the joy of seeing journals, zines, and the results of our creativity in print and online. For more information, you can check out aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Or you can write for a free sample mailing to Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. That's Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. I've got one more typing song for you. It's the Typing Jive.
Started out from a typing course. When she hits those keys, they become alive with a rhythm called the typing job. She'd bury her kid and loses no time with the rhythm called the typing job. The tabulator and the space bar too, they don't lounge around like they used to do. When her fingers hits the rhythm like a big band walk, the keys get together and yell out, stop. She'd bury her cue and loses no time with a rhythm called the typing jive. One key said to his neighbor next door, oh boy, my joint's getting sore, but I'm gonna keep a gathering till the 4 or 5 and learn this boogie called the typing job. She's very acute and loses no time with the rhythm called the typing job. She can type most faster than you can talk. Machine jot's hot and Boston block, but when she keeps a pounding this case of type, machine half up and says all right. She's very acute and loses no time with the rhythm called the type. One day as it was flying by, the carriage said to the cattle, come on
buddy, man alive. Let's get help to the typing job. She's very acute and loses no time with the rhythm called time.
And the Harlem Hen-Do. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, coming to you from WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and WBCQ Shortwave, the planet at 5110 kilohertz. I'd like to say thank you to my fellow officers of the American Amateur Press Association, official editor Clarence Wolfshole, Secretary Treasurer Ivan D. Snyder, Vice President Brian Nelson, and President Peter Schaub. So for more information, you can check out aapa.info. That's aapa.info. Remember, wherever you are, honor your creativity.